Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. I want us to talk about control, or maybe better yet, the illusion of control. How many times do we try to be in control? I mean, I do all the time. I took a few days over the Labor Day holiday and went to Hilton Head Island with my family. And in this gift shop where we went to, you know, buy the HHI little oval sticker that you put on your water bottle. And I saw this sign that said, "If it is to be, then it is up to me." And I thought to myself, boy, I got to tell you, I think I spend a lot of my time actually believing the foolishness of that statement. I mean, I've been the guy who's preached sermons entitled, if you can dream it, you can achieve it, all that kind of stuff. But sometimes in my life, experience is more accurately described by the boxer and sometime part philosopher and tattoo artist, Mike Tyson, who said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth." Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. And no matter how much I try to plan my life, I always face the inevitable punches in the mouth that life delivers. And no matter how much I try to control my life, how many times I try to prevent illness or have control over a relationship in my wife, I seem to find my life slipping between my fingers. Because I can't keep those I care about from making bad decisions. I can't control unforeseeable circumstances. And you know what? Just over the past few months, I feel like I've had more than my share of those Mike Tyson punched in the mouth thoughts. Well, when James writes in the New Testament, he tells us we ought to think seriously about the silliness of thinking that we're in control. In James chapter 4, he says, "Today or tomorrow, we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you might ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you're boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting," listen to this last couple of words, "is evil. The one thing that I can be sure of is that we're going to have heartaches, difficulties, and trials along this life's journey. The question that I have to answer is, how am I going to respond to the inevitable?" And you know what? I think at times we need to stop and recognize and grab hold of that one person responds to tragedy with deeper faith, while another might turn from God in anger and maybe never return. What's the difference? Maybe the parable that Jesus related in Matthew's gospel offers the biggest clue. When the storm hits, what matters most is the foundation that you've built your faith on. You know what? I've dealt with loss and hurt and grief by relying on both types of foundations, both the bedrock and the sand. And when the storm came my way, my house of faith collapsed like a deck of cards at times, like a house I'd built that were literally blown away in the wind. But when I built a foundation and identity where each day I came to the Lord and discovered His will for my life, the storm battered me, but my house of faith stood strong. What's your foundation made of today? I'd suggest that we ought to wrap our head around a few things that we can know that we know that we know. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. God is love. God is holy. God is good. God is just. God is righteous. God is grace. God is sovereign. God is unchanging. God is joy. God is forgiving. God is truth. And here's the best one for me: God is patient. Oh, my friend, today, choose to stand on the bedrock foundation that God has for you. And no, we are not in control, but we can be confident in the one who is. What a beautiful thing. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.